They don't allow it to penetrate their hearts. They want to be indifferent to it. In fact, often, the person who would tend to be hopeless, if they thought about it, will be the person who might decide, I'm just not going to think about it. I'm not going to go there, as the modern expression goes. I'm not going there. We'll call that emotional distancing. That represents the healthy flesh in the middle. You are surrounded by rats. You're surrounded by areas. But you don't allow it to penetrate your hearts. Once again, Hashem says, you have not completed the process of tshuva. So this is what it is. The nega itself, nega meaning the tzaras itself, is the sign of sin. The purpose of the quarantine is that you should do tshuva by recognizing how destructive your actions were and by feeling the pain of isolation. But the reason the Kohen inspects on day 7 and day 13 is because Hashem is also giving you a feedback. Is your tshuva proceeding properly? The white hair indicates you're living in denial. The spreading of the nega indicates you're living in hopelessness. And the healthy flesh indicates that you're living with emotional distancing and not confronting the challenge. Now, if after 2 weeks you don't have that simon of tshuva, even if you have the tzaras, Hashem basically says, you've done tshuva, or at least you've done enough tshuva, even though you still have the tzaras, that you can go home and work at it there. In other words, you've done most of the work. But if there's a simon tshuva, that's a sign from Hashem. You haven't done the work, and you remain a mitzora until the nega goes away. Okay, so this is a helpful way of understanding tzaras. As a feedback mechanism from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both with respect to what the Aveira is and with respect to the process of tshuva that you have to go through. Because we all make these excuses all the time. Denial, we make up excuses. Hopelessness, what's the use of trying? And finally, emotional distancing, I'm not going to even think about it because it upsets me too much. Okay, so this is what I wanted to show to you. Yeah?
Here's a question about
the contradiction with the house. Yes, yes. Let me give you another example of a similar contradiction. Then we'll give a single answer for both. If you remember in the Torah, there's a whole parsha about the Ben Sora and Mari. Ben Sora and Mari is a rebellious child who's not Bernissian. And all he doesn't do the worst crimes in the world. All he does is he steals from his parents. He eats meat and drinks wine. And the Torah says he can be executed. And Rashi explains, he's not executed for what he did, but the Torah knows that this type of behavior, eventually he's going to murder people, and therefore God says, let us get rid of him now before he does all of those things. Right? People ask a question, by the way, there's another question. Isn't that a contradiction to Yishmael? Because by Yishmael, right, the Malachim wanted Yishmael to die of thirst. And Hashem says, right now he's in Sadiq. I judge people the way they are now and not what they're going to do in the future. So people ask the question, then so are more is the opposite. Okay, I'm not going to answer that question now.
Can Yishmael do tshuva, though?
Yishmael actually did tshuva at the end. That might be an answer as well. Yishmael himself did tshuva. Yeah. But the Gemara says the following, going back to the connection to the Sora, that according to one opinion, there never was a case of an actual Ben Sora and Mori. There never was such a case because there are so many halachos that have to be met. Father and mother have to talk to say all sorts of like very unusual halachos. So according to one opinion, this never happened. And then another rabbi says, it certainly happened, and I sat on his grave. I was at the funeral. So you have the same problem, right? So we have two cases. One is the tzaras of houses, where one opinion says it never happened, and the other opinion says it happened. And Ben Sora Amara, where one opinion says it never happened, and the other rabbi says it happened, and I was there. Now, we normally like to say, in any machlokas of Chazal, we never want to say one is right and one is wrong. want to say that both of them can be right in different ways. So even if one says culture, one says grace, you can usually find a way in which they both would have some validity. But here you're dealing with a factual issue. Was there or wasn't there? So there either was or there wasn't. So how can you say on such a machlokas in Metzius, Elu v'elu divrei Elokim? So here's what I would have. My answer is that everybody's motive that there was a kid that was executed as a Ben Solo motive, everybody's motive there was a house that was destroyed because it was Saras, but the other opinion said that that destruction did not follow the proper halakhas, meaning there never was, in other words, ultimately it's not a machlokas factually, it's machlokas in halakha, meaning the one that says there never was a Saras Nabayas says there never was a halakhically justified destruction. Even if they destroyed it, they made a mistake about it. You see what I'm saying? Same thing by Ben Sol Ramora. Everybody might admit there was a kid who was executed, but the one that said it never happened said it was never halakhically happened. So in that way, it's not a factual machlokas. It's a machlokas what the halakhos were. You see what I'm saying? So in that way, that is it. Okay, I think we're going to have a very good Shabbat. We'll see you in 2 weeks.